Blog Talk Radio.
Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a certified life coach, clinical hypnotist, tarot advisor, and numerologist, and we are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. You can also join us on our chat post on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And the quick URL to get there is psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you right over there. You can chat with us during the live shows, and you can ask for mini readings and ask questions and everything right there in the chat. But, of course, we'd rather chat with you on the phone here, so give us a ring, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. We take the calls in the order that they came in. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professionals since 2004. Stop by and visit us at thetarotguild.com. That's our social networking website with all the features of the big social media websites, only it's all tarot all the time. And it's free to join the website, thetarotguild.com. We've also just launched our fall special. Now you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. It's a tarot and numerology course. You learn them both side by side, and it comes free when you join our premium membership. Go check that out on the website there, thetarotguild.com. Let's bring on the other host of Tarot Today Radio. She's a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and the Vice President for Certification for the Tarot Guild. Here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Spooky Psychic Saturday.
It's Spooky Psychic Saturday. Yes. Oh, gosh. We're going to have fun today. I mean, it's the last Saturday of the month, and those of you that have been listening for a long time, for all these years, knows that we do the psychic spin on the last Saturday. That's where we take a look at current events, things on everybody's mind, but the difference is we can put a psychic spin on it. Yeah, we can look at numerology, we can pull tarot cards or oracle cards, and take a look. Today we're going to ask the tarot, are ghosts real? Plus we're going to talk a little bit about spooky and fun Halloween tarot decks just in time for Halloween. And we even have some tarot spreads for you for Halloween as well.
Yes, and I just wanted to jump in and say that actually the last Saturday of the month is October 31st, Halloween. So we're taking Halloween off and we won't be here next Saturday, but we're making sure that you're going to be prepared to celebrate with all those amazing Halloween type oracle decks and tarot decks that you, boy, what a labor of love that was for you to put all that together for all of us.
Yeah, it took actually about 4 days to put together that list. I wanted to, you know, just put out some fun Halloween decks, and I got into it, started, you know, looking things up, looking at other people's lists, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put everything together. I'm going to make the most comprehensive list of Halloween tarot decks out there. And then I said, hey, I might as well throw in Oracle decks, Halloween Lernamon decks, you know.
Wow.
And,
it's amazing.
It's almost complete. I still got to put some more Lernamon and Halloween Oracle decks on there. I got most of them on there. And then I've got all the tarot decks are on there. I also made a separate article with Halloween spreads. I made a new spread for this year and also put in a spread that we've used on previous Halloweens on the radio. And lots of fun. Both articles are cross-linked. You'll find them if you go to thetarotguild.com and click on articles. Also, I have it linked directly from our group. So there's the Tarot Guild group with over 6,300 members. And there is the Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook as well. We also have pages, so you can like our pages, but go over to the groups, join the groups, join in the conversations, and you'll find the posts on the Halloween decks. And I'll be posting that throughout the week here, make sure everybody gets them. And if you join our website, thetarotguild.com, for free, I also do blasts every once in a while with things, so I'm going to send out an email blast to everybody on the site about the Halloween decks article and the spreads article. We can look at some really cool Halloween decks here and things on the show. What's your favorite Halloween deck, Mary?
My favorite Halloween deck is actually relatively new, and that's the Shadowlands Tarot. I think it's just perfect. It's got two little bats on the back design, and then it's full of all kinds of cool Halloween imagery. There's mummies and witches and all kinds of ghosts and all kinds of fun, spooky stuff in it. And just the artwork is so incredibly beautiful. I just love this deck. I have one negative about it, and that's the cardstock I'm not crazy about. It's just a little too thick. But it is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the opposite.
Right, that it's too thin, right? It's like,
mm-hmm. That's what most people tell me when they don't like a deck because of the cardstock. They'll say, hey, you know, it's so thin, I'm worried about ripping the cards. You know, I've never heard anybody go, it's too thick. It's like, yeah, that's what I want. I want thick stock.
Yeah, well, thick stock makes the deck taller, makes it larger, and I have small hands, so
true.
It's kind of harder to shuffle that way, especially if they're, you know, the dimensions are like norm, you know, like standard tarot size, and the cards are thicker, plus it's got like gilded edging, and so because they're so thick, when you shuffle, like I ripple shuffle, so it kind of makes that gilding kind of peel off. So it's the only disappointment for me with this deck is the cardstock. It's just, and the fact that I've only had this deck a couple months, and already the gilding is coming off. So.
Oh, no, wow.
I know, but it's just such a beautiful deck. It's like the book that comes with it is fantastic. It's just really, it's awesome. So I only deduct a couple points for that. And then so I'm using that one today actually for our readings and for our psychic spin. And I'm using my other favorite Halloween deck, which is the Oracle of Shadows and Light by Lucy Cavendish. And with, you know, that fun, cool artwork by Jasmine Beckett Griffith, who's done a lot of decks with Lucy. And it's just so much fun. I drew the card of the day from that deck, too, and got a pumpkin card.
Oh, I just thought I'm going to go over to our psychictalk.net/chat, to the chat post here on the Facebook group, and I'm going to pop in the articles here, so that's a quick way to find it too. If you join us in the chat and chat with us, I'm going to pop in, let's see, I popped in the Halloween decks article, and I'm going to pop in the spreads article here.
So that's another place you guys can find it on there. But it's under articles on thetarotguild.com. You know, doing this this list, I mean, it's really rough for me to pick a favorite deck because, God,
there's so many
good ones. Yeah, the first, and by the way, we have the Halloween-themed decks, the fun decks, but we also have spooky decks, gothic ones, scary decks, dark decks. Even macabre. I mean, you know, I went all out on this. The first few decks are kind of fun. I like the Halloween Tarot by Kipling West and the Shadowland Tarot by Monica Badirsky. I can barely say her name. One I found more recently that I really like is the Halloween Magic deck by Roxana Paul. And, you know, those are the first three on the list, actually. And then the Trick or Tarot deck by Tarot by Duck Soup is fun as well. It's a little bit more macabre, but it's also a fun deck as well. And the tragically comic, or maybe it's the comically tragic, Tarot of Mr. Punch, which is also by Duck Soup, you know. And, you know, for just in general, when I think of Halloween, I always think, for some reason, I always think of the Deviant Moon Tarot by Patrick Valenza. Yeah. We've had him on the radio show.
Yeah. No, that is a great one, actually. I think that's one that for a long time I think I did use for Halloween. Plus the U.S. Games Halloween Tarot in a 10 is just cute and adorable and easy to stick in your purse or your bag, I guess, if you're not carrying a purse, a man purse.
Yeah, I actually linked both the standard and the borderless edition because there's a borderless edition of the Deviant. With the Halloween Tarot, there is the deck, and then there's the deck and book set, and then there's the deck. I love that.
Yeah. I got the one in
just
the 10.
Love that.
I love those tarots in the 10. I've got like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just brilliant.
Yep. And Sasha Graham, she's got out Tarot of the Haunted House, which I thought was really cool. The Necromonicon deck is really cool, and that's Ann Stokes. And actually, I have a few things on here from Ann Stokes, also her Gothic Tarot and her Legends Tarot. I even thought the Legends one kind of fit in for Halloween as well. And at the very bottom of the tarot list, the tarot deck list, I put two of Ciro Marchetti's decks because even though it's not quite Halloween decks, you know, they're kind of Halloween-y. If you look at the images, especially Tarot of Dreams, I also put the Legacy of the Divine Tarot, both by Ciro.
Yeah.
And I love those. Learn Amon has Halloween decks.
I think it fits to me. You know, a lot of Ciro's artwork in his decks reminds me of like Carnival, or what we used to call in Germany Fasching, and that's a season where people will dress up in costumes and everything. So it, you know, it's got that festive kind of feel to it. I think they really do fit the theme.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does. You know, it reminds me of you know, New Orleans and. You know, the carnival kind of feel to it, you know. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So peruse these, folks. And I made it so it looks nice on a phone, because I know a lot of you look at these things on your phone nowadays. I try to do everything on my laptop because I'm blind, you know. But it actually looks better on my phone. Yeah. The images and everything looks better. And I have a link where you see the title of the deck and who created it. And under that, it says sample images. If you click that, it's going to open a new page with a new tab on your browser with samples that you can check out. And then I have links to where you can get them. Most of them are available on Amazon. Some of them are through Etsy or the Duck Soup decks, are, of course, Tarot by Duck Soup, are available through that website. And then some of them are only available through their individual, you know, the deck creator has it available through their website. So I linked all that for you guys. It's all done for you, which I love. Some of these decks are rare. Not a lot of them, but, you know, I want to make sure they're all there's some actually some really great decks that I found in my research, Mary, but maybe 5 to 10 decks that I was going to include. But, you know, they're really rare or totally out of print, you know, so I decided not to include those. However, the ones I did include that are super rare are, I found them available somewhere. Now they might be $90. They might be $250, you know, but yeah. If they were available, I included them. And hurry, because that doesn't mean they're going to be available tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So go check it out now.
And also, you know, one thing about that, because it's like one thing I've noticed, because I, you know, I tend to go through my decks every once in a while and see, like, what do I have still in circulation that's actually out of print, so I can kind of put it to the side. One thing I have found is that when you look on Amazon or you look on eBay or you look on Etsy, you'll see some of those out-of-print decks. And, yeah, the prices are really high, you know, 90, couple hundred like you were talking about. But if it's a deck I really want that's out-of-print, like I went through this with the Ludi Lescott deck, and I found that the Tarot Garden had a deck that I could get for $24 instead of the $150 everybody was asking for. So sometimes
yes.
when you go to those
I had that site, on there.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. It definitely fits the Halloween theme, but it's like my all-time favorite standby deck. So, and I got a spare of it. So I put it in its own category, but that's one thing to remember is before you hit the buy button on an out-of-print deck at a really exorbitant fee, check the tarot specifics, you know, sites out there. Yeah, there are still people that are dedicated to selling tarot and oracle decks. Check their sites first. They may have one that they've had in stock for a while and they're not charging a whole bunch for.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the decks I found on Amazon. It's like $250. But, I did do some research, and some of them I was able to find a cheaper version on another site. A lot of times they're available expensively, like on Etsy. But when you go to some of the other sites or Amazon, you know, it says it's out of print and not available, or it'll say that it's really expensive. And I did a lot of research, so if I was able to find it cheaper, I put it on there. You know, you're going to have to send me a link. Let me know if that's still available cheaper, the Lescott one, and I'll add that link.
I don't think it is. I think I got their last copy.
got the last copies. Okay. Well, I still have it on the list.
Yeah.
And you could do some research online, see if you can find it.
Yeah, and I still have my spare, you know, so I'm good. I'm, like, relaxed now. Because, you know, there's nothing like that. Your very favorite deck goes out of print, and it's like, what if something happens?
Right.
A horrible feeling.
Yeah. And I see Renee Rose in the chat post, and she put a pumpkin, which is really cute. Hi, Renee. Just want to say hi to her real quick.
Hi, Renee. Hello, chat people. Well, I wanted to share the card of the day that I got, that I posted on the Psychic Talk Radio Network Facebook group that you should join if you haven't already. And it's kind of a really positive card. It's a clockwork pumpkin. And it's talking about,
I love that,
like having, you know, when we have one of those aha moments, you have like an epiphany, it's like suddenly, it's like you get that sort of shot of inspiration. That's what this card is about. It says, you know, you can come up with, you know, you'll be given an idea, a vision, an epiphany, something that, you know, spirit is helping you to see that is going to be really helpful to you in the coming days. So I'm excited about that. Everybody look forward to having their aha moment. And be sure to tell us about it. If, you know, one of the cards I post actually resonates with you, I'd love to, you know, hear about it, you know, put a comment on the post. Did you get a card of the day, Dax?
So I pulled the card of the day, and it was so perfect because I got the devil card, which is one of the most Halloween-y cards in the tarot, you know, and I'm just using the traditional Waite-Smith. And it's a card about a lot of different things, you know, a tendency to hoard, love of money or physical wealth, sexual obsession, lust, anger, illusions, addictions. For me, it's a card of being attached to things. And it's interesting because the two Halloween spreads, the one from the previous year and the new one that I made that's on the article, both of them have elements of, you know, what to hold on to and what to let go of. Because when Halloween hits, you know, we're almost at the end of the year. And so it's time to start thinking about 2021 already. And, you know, you could do a lot of work on clearing out those, you know, either addictions or attachments to things that no longer serve you. Could be friendships, relationships that no longer serve you. Could be beliefs that no longer serve you. There's a lot of things, you know, and so I thought it was like the perfect card to get, really. And I did the numerology of the day, October 24th, 2020. That's 10-24-2020. Add all those numbers up, you get 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. So 11 is the master illuminator number, and the day is a 6-day, the 24th. 2 plus 4 is 6, which is hearth and home. And I'm thinking about, you know, Halloween projects. This is a great day. That 11 energy, which is research, knowledge, learning, you know, the illuminator number. And, of course, it reduces to 2, which is relationships. You know, what are you going to be doing with your friends, family, Halloween? Some people will be doing probably socially distanced Halloween this year. I know it's going to be interesting because a lot of places are wide open and others aren't. But this is a great day to, you know, peruse through my articles there, you know, maybe order some Halloween decks. Try out those Halloween spreads and let us know what you think. So there's the numerology of the day and the card of the day.
Yeah, and don't forget, this year on Halloween, we get an extra hour. That's when we turn the clocks back. After you do your festivities and stuff, you get an extra hour of sleep.
Yes.
And we get a rare, blue moon on Halloween. So I don't know. I'm expecting, though, because you said the, you know, it's going to be different probably with social distancing and trick-or-treating maybe not being like it usually is. We still get a blue moon and it's daylight savings time. So there's still things going on celestially with Halloween, plus the veil.
And there's more than that. There's actually several things. One thing I know it's going to be different, preparation on his knee on Thursday before Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're going to all be home and, of course, go over there and everything like that, you know. Plus, it's his birthday.
Wow.
My partner Doug's birthday on Halloween, the 31st. It's also the birthday of the Tarot Guild, folks. It's our 17th anniversary. I think, the 16th anniversary, but we're going into the 17th year. That's right. Now I got to change all the banners that say we're in our 17th year. It's also the one-year anniversary of our brand-new website, thetarotguild.com. We had a static website for like a decade, and then finally the servers died on that, and we decided to build a whole brand-new one. And we said, hey, let's go all out and make a social networking website, just like Facebook, only it's all tarot all the time, and has all the same features. You get your own page on there, so you get your own profile page, and then you can like other things on the website. You can friend other people on the website. You can private message them. There's a chat room. There's groups. There are videos, there are the articles section, the trying to remember everything here. There's so many features on the website. There is events, the forums as well. And you can join the website and use all of that free. Just go over to thetarotguild.com, and it's 1 year of this brand new website, and things are starting to snowball. I'm starting to see more and more people coming onto the website, so it's really great. You know, we used to have thousands on the old website, and people are finally starting to, very slowly, but, you know, starting to snowball now, where they're starting to discover the new website. And so, yeah, a lot going on Halloween. It's not just Halloween. It's a lot of birthdays, anniversaries, and everything all coming together.
Yes, it is. Yeah, my son's birthday is on the 30th, the day before Halloween. So it's an exciting weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. So before we talk about our topic, go into the psychic spin segment, you know, let's take a phone call real quick. See who's out there.
Okay. Who is out
there? We had a call. Well, the first caller, I actually know who it is because they called in way before the show and I was able to talk to them. But let me give out the phone number again. If you're listening live and you're sitting on the fence, call in now, because we're going to take your call, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open up the Skype app, open up the dial pad, chew into the caller queue in the order that you called in, and we take the calls in that order, and you can hold your spot that way. Yeah, so call in 714-816-4628, press 1. And the first caller is Amala for Connecticut. Hey, Amala.
Hello.
Connecticut. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? Great.
Great. Is it cold up there yet?
Yeah, actually, this coming week it's going to be cold. Today is the last mild day, and we're going to go into the 50s.
Mm.
So welcome
it's
to...
So fun.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's so interesting because that's exactly what's happening here on the other side of the country. I'm in Tucson in Arizona.
Over this coming
week is when the temperatures are going to actually finally drop. We're going to get down to a freezing, I think, 80 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the 50s this week. So there's a huge 30 degrees or something. So
it's the same in Texas. We're supposed to go to freezing on Sunday and then have snow next week.
Oh, my God. I know. It's just welcome to fall.
20.
Yay. Yay. So I have a question. I was wondering about what's going to happen in the next couple of months. It's been pretty bumpy, to say the least. I won't get into it, but it's some health issues I fell, and I have a knee issue now, and it's going to be another month of that. And I was just wondering what you feel with my social life picking up. I actually kind of met somebody, and I don't know if that's going to go anywhere. So what you feel with that?
Hmm.
Great.
Okay,
this is going to take me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was really a few questions there, so I'm trying to cover it all as much as I can anyway. I mean, the first month I see a delay, the hangman shows up, you know. It's a little bit of a confusion of, choices moving forward, things like that. Things pick up the next month, though, because the Four of Wands shows up, and, you know, that's a card of celebration.
Okay.
And also, we're getting towards the end of the year, you know, it's time to let go of things like I was talking about with the card of the day, which actually I got that card for you. I got the Devil card popped up along with that Four of Wands. So, you know, celebrations towards the end of the year, but card shows up with the Devil card on as my supporting cards on that Four of Wands, which is December. So November, I got the Hanged Man. Things are a little delayed, you know. And then in December, things speed up more, and there's going to be some celebrations and, you know, maybe meeting the right person at that point and so forth. I don't know. But the Death card and the Devil card show up. So the Death card is a card of transition. You know, one door closes, another door opens, which is very apropos. I mean, the year's ending, 2021 is coming, and the Devil card, you know, what can you let go of is what it's talking about, Emma. Okay. Yeah. And then I'm going to take a look and see if anything comes up about this relationship thing here.
Yeah.
But let me go over to Mary.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, let me go over to Mary and see what Mary's getting. Mary, what are you getting? And I'm going to pull some more cards while you're doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm basically looking at this relationship, the person that you recently met, and what do we see with that? You know, it's interesting. I do feel like this takes some time to really develop. We have the Wheel of Fortune at the center, so it does represent a change. Like, you feel that there's some sort of connection happening there, and I think that you're right about that. I see two different cards indicating changes occurring with this, and what's really interesting is the Three of Pentacles overlooking everything. So to me, that, you know, that talks about partnership and teamwork and working together, and I think, you know, if the two of you can kind of get on the same page with each other, this definitely has, you know, some good potential. I feel like it's a slow build. You know?
Yeah.
So take your time to really get to know the person. The Five of Swords comes up in the past position, which is interesting. So, you know, to me, the Five of Swords a lot of times has to do with, like, when we can have conflicts or challenges that arrive in relationships, and it has to do with boundary issues. If we can, like, set healthy boundaries, even when we fall in love, we still need to set healthy boundaries. So I feel like that is something to just keep in mind and take your time with this and see where it goes. But with the Wheel of Fortune and the Three of Pentacles, I think the potential for a good partnership is there. Let's see what Death's got, since he was going to pull some cards from this too.
Thank you.
Sure. Are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. You know, I was trying to cut down the back.
Where did he go?
Yeah, I was busy sending out posts and you know, put myself on mute so you wouldn't hear all the typing and everything like that, you know, and I forgot to take it off mute. So, yeah, I was talking and you guys weren't hearing me. So this is what I was saying. I was saying, timing-wise, you know, I think, well, first of all, I said, Mary, you pretty much covered it all. But timing-wise, I'm getting the beginning of winter. So it's what Mary was talking about. You know, it's going to take some time. There's a delay. You know, we're talking January, February.
No, that makes, I mean, I don't even know. It's just, we had a connection, and it's actually through work. And so it's just like kind of like seriously like leaving it up to fate, because I don't want to push it, and it was work. So I don't want to like do anything weird about it and like just reach out to him out of nowhere. So I'm kind of timid myself because of my last relationship. So it was he was very passive, the last one. And I was more of the initiator, and now that changed me. And I'm not like sitting like a lump on a log, but I just don't want to push anything more than it has to be, and just kind of let things evolve and unfold the way it does. So that's what's changed about me in that perspective, which I think it's good.
I think that's good too.
Absolutely.
Great.
It's important to just to let things fall as they may, fall. So the leaves are going to fall where they may. So there you go.
As long as you stay open to it, you know, it's like let it happen organically, but, you know, be open to it happening.
I don't even know. Honestly, I'm really even just a little nervous even just to even reach out to him. It makes me like, oh, am I trying? Like, it's that past perspective with the other person, because that's what I was doing with him without any hesitation. And when now I'm like all hesitant of like even reaching out to him, saying hello or something. So it's just very interesting, the dynamic. But I have to be comfortable with myself as well. So I'm just going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let spirit guide me the way it needs to be. And let, like I said, let the leaves fall where they may, let the cards fall where they may. And
yeah.
If it's meant to be, I don't even know. The point is, the sky's the limit. I can't. That's the other thing about me. I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. The sky is really the limit, and this is all about transformation, as Dax was saying, especially the next month.
Mm-hmm.
So much can change.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Things seem to be changing daily lately, don't they? You know?
Oh, that's about the full moon, like on Halloween, and I think it's a blue moon.
I know.
I mean, all this stuff, and with the election, I mean, we won't go there. Oh my God, it's just even in the next 10 days. Wow. So, hold on to our hats. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call,
well, thank
Emma.
Thank you so very much. That was very helpful.
Enjoy
Thanks
the rest of your weekend. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy Halloween.
And hopefully all this stuff will be over soon with the election and everything. I voted early. You could vote really early in Arizona. I voted like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something like that. So, you know, I'm done with it already. I'm done.
Yeah. So many people, you know, it's like, get it over with, right? You know, just wake me when it's over is how I feel at this point, you know?
Absolutely. So everybody, hang in there. Stay tuned, because coming up is our psychic spin segment. We're going to talk about our ghost reel. But before we do that, Mary, what's coming up on the network?
Oh, it's a great week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Our next show is tomorrow. It's a magic universe with our host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be doing open lines, angel Reiki, and free tarot readings all show long. That'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then on Monday, October 26th, is the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's when all our shows are. And then on Wednesday, it's the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. She's going to be doing a wrap-up of her series, You Have the Power to Change the World. Then Friday, the Doctors Are In show is going to be on break. And like I said, Dax and I are taking Halloween off on Saturday. And those are the upcoming shows for this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find that list by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Let me give out the number again, 714-816-4628, if you want to chat with us. And the same URL always takes you to the next chat post for the next show, the show that's live that day. You just go to psychictalk.net/chat. It's going to take you right over to our Facebook group, right to the post where you can chat with us and you can ask questions and even ask for a mini reading right there. Otherwise, give us a call at 714-816-4628. So, Mary, our ghost reel.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to ask the tarot. Are they real? I kind of feel like they are. I have to say, like, even before I pull cards on this, just based on, like, the experiences I've had, I do tend to think that they're real. But that being said, I don't know exactly what they are, though. I know there's something
mm-hmm.
that we might, you know, we could consider a ghost, but what is a ghost really, you know? And so just seeing what tarot cards come up on this question, you know, the first card that I got was the Two of Pentacles. So, you know, again, it's like, you know, maybe they're not just one thing, you know, two.
thought about that. And maybe there's something that comes in and out, you know, of like maybe another dimension. And then I get the Strength card, and then I get the Six of Pentacles, and I thought, well, is this like a gift in some way? You know, when people have an experience where they feel like they're getting a message, or they have an encounter that they feel like they're having an encounter with a ghost, is that in some way, you know, a gift? You know, is this a gift to be able to see that, you know, there's something more than just what we see in our three-dimensional, you know, awareness? Is it, you know, something that, you know, is truly there to either warn us or to help us in some way? And then the couple other cards I got were really weird. You know, the Nine of Wands comes up as the central focus card. And, you know, I thought, wow, that is so strange, because the Nine of Wands, a lot of times to me, you know, can be a card of, you know, where we feel like, you know, there's a lot going on. You know, you see in the classic imagery, the person has like a bandage on their head. They've got all these wands. There's still more to do here. So I think in some ways, you know, there's more to learn about ghosts. And also, a lot of times, the Nine of Wands turns out to be like a card of preparation of some sort. So these encounters with ghosts, is that preparing us in some way, just by knowing that, like, okay, you know, there's something more after we die, that there's something else out there, and we have these experiences to kind of get a clue. It's like a little breadcrumb, like, hey, you know, the end may not be quite the end. And then the last card was the Four of Swords, you know, so... And I thought, okay, well, you know, is it that I need to refresh my perspective on ghosts? You know, do I think of them as like, you know, scary, you know, Halloween imagery, or supposed to be spooky? And maybe I need to be a little more logical about it. And when I, at least for myself, when I have those kind of encounters, to kind of, you know, get to think outside of the box more. You know, and not necessarily jump conclusions. So, I don't know. Does all of that, you know, tell me that ghosts are real? I feel like the cards that I got are really hinting that they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what are they exactly? I'm not sure that I really got an answer to that. But it actually feels like, you know, there's something that's a positive thing in some ways. What did you get?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's semantics, too. It's like, are we talking, when we say ghosts, you know, what do you mean by that? You know, is it these things that happen that are unexplained? Or are we getting that confused with an afterlife? You know, I got weird cards just like you. This is probably the weirdest psychic spin spread I've ever got. Now, I always start off by asking the question just flat out how it is. You know, are ghosts real? I got four no out of five cards. I got four no cards. But again, what's that talking about specifically? The central focus card, okay, here's weird for you, Page of Wands. Wands is that fire energy. It's talking about passion, you know. A lot of people are passionate about this. A lot of people are, you know, oh, yeah, ghosts are real. And, you know, especially when they're talking about the phenomenon, you know, like ghost hunters, you know, and checking out all the with the instruments and trying to hunt down ghosts and things like that. The Page of Wands, though, is a card about, you know, knowledge and research. All the pages are like that, most of them anyway. You know, it's like a lot of research has not been done on this. Not counting the, you know, the amateur ghost hunter type thing, you know, but, you know, from a scientific perspective, we really don't know. And especially because right next to that, I'm getting the Seven of Swords, you know, and that's a card about elation. It's a card about stealth, evasiveness, cunning, using tactics. for me, when I see the Seven of Swords, it's, you know, things happening behind the scenes that you know, you're not aware of yet. And you combine that with the Page of Wands talking about, you know, okay, we need more research on this, you know, kind of thing, is that, you know, maybe we don't have a full explanation of the phenomenon. And a lot of it could just be debunked very easily. Other things can't. And I think what it's talking about is that when we use that charged word, it's like using the G-O-D word, you know. You say that word in a room with 100 people, you get 120 answers back, you know. The same thing with ghosts, you know. What does that mean when we say ghosts? You see?
Yeah.
It's going on in these cards, you know, that are coming up for me. It depends on the semantics. It depends on, you know, what you're talking about as far as ghosts. I also got the Five of Pentacles, which is a card about lack of faith. I thought that was interesting. The Nine of Swords showing up, nightmares, dreams, you know, is a lot of what we experience, just our own fears. And interestingly enough, you got the Strength card, I got the Strength card. That was the only major arcana card I got. The only yes in this entire spread was the Strength card. And courage, conviction, you know, optimism. I mean, you know, we want to be optimistic about it. Most people connect the ghost phenomenon with people that have passed. So, you know, we want there to be an indication that life continues after our mortal bodies die, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really what's going on? And if there are ghosts, you know, are they residual energy left over, psychic energy, or are they actually the person's consciousness beyond the physical body after the body passes away? Maybe not. Or maybe sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. That's another
yeah.
aspect to it. Yeah. So there's really a lot more going on here when you ask what sounds like a really simple question at first, you know, are there ghosts? And the tarot is reflecting it in the spread that I'm getting here, you know, that there's a lot more going on. And it may not be there's ghosts, yes, or there's ghosts, no. It may be that there's something, but we don't have a real grasp on what it really is and what really happens after we pass. And these hauntings and different kinds of phenomenon that people
yeah.
encounter might be something completely different. And there's more going on than meets the eye. That's that Seven of Swords. There's stuff going on in the background that we just don't have an answer for or really even see yet. And then the Page of Wands telling us, yeah, we need more research.
Yeah. And I think there's, you know, I think that's really, really a good reading on it, because, you know, we have a tendency to want to explain everything and to define everything. And our knowledge base isn't always able to provide those definitions and understandings for us. And I think it's, you know, it's difficult to accept that, like, we don't know something, you know. So I think a lot of times we sort of, you know, try to put everything, you know, in a nice little box and call it ghosts, or, you know, call it God, as you used it as kind of an example. I think you're right. It's really a charged word. And yet at the same time, it's like, what are we even talking about exactly? We're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that in this psychic spin, it's going really deep, where, you know, we're thinking, oh, Halloween, fun, you know, let's talk about ghosts,
yeah,
you know, kind of thing. And, but then what we're getting from the tarot is a more deeper reflection,
yeah,
on it, really, you know. And I just feel there's so much we don't really know. And are we asking the right question? That's the always the thing about tarot, you know. Are you asking the right question?
Yeah.
You know,
it's all about the question.
It's all about the question, you know. So it's not that, you know, fun Halloween answer that we want, you know. Yeah, ghosts are real. Or that, you know, there's a solid, they're not real, you know.
Yeah.
It's much,
yeah,
more
not
the,
so
a
simple,
deeper muddle. Yeah. Subtle and more of a muddled answer there that we're getting. And I guess that's what, you know, that happens sometimes. And that's what tarot says we need to know about.
Yep.
And so, folks, you know, the fourth Saturday of the month, which is, you know, typically the last Saturday, there's five this month, but it's the fourth Saturday we do the psychic spin. And, you know, if there's something you want us to take a look at, it could be anything, you know, any of the big questions. How does the universe work? You know, anyway, you know,
yes,
the real
the meaning of life.
Yes. Or it could just be something that's going on in the news and you want us to, you know, pull some cards on it. So if you're new to the show, some examples are like we just did Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she passed away, and we did her numerology, and then we pulled cards on her legacy. So there's an example of something we can do in psychic spin. You know, when somebody passes away, famous person, it's on everybody's mind, you'd like us to take a look at the numerology, pull some cards, what have you, let us know, you know. Or, you know, any of these questions. What's other stuff we've done in the past? God, we've asked about Corona. We've asked about, you know, are robots taking over the world? I mean, we've gotten it. What do you remember?
Oh, I'll tell you the thing that's so funny is and this has happened, I think, with a few times, because usually I'll send you an article or something, but there have been so many times that we've done a psychic spin. And we're just asking the question, and sometimes, you know, we're just like, you know, I don't know, the question just sort of bubbles up, and it's like, okay, you know, this is being talked about, let's take a look at it. And then after we do the episode, there'll be like a ton of reporting on the question on, like, are robots taking over the world? That subject has gone into overdrive since we did that psychic spin. I mean, it's like, apparently they are taking over the world in so, mm-hmm, in so more ways than one. But that was one of my favorites. And, yeah, I don't know. We've done so many good ones that were just really fascinating. I'm always fascinated by the answers we get because they're not what they expect. I don't know, you know, what my expectations are, if I even have some, you know, sometimes. But, wow, the answers that the cards come up with are just so interesting and unique.
It's never what you think, you know, and sometimes it's very straightforward, but a lot of times, like what we got today, we think we're asking,
yeah,
a simple question, are ghosts real? I'm expecting to get like all yes cards or something, you know, and then I get what I got, you know, and I'm like,
yeah,
what? These are weird cards. And then as I look at it and think about it more, it's like, aha. That makes amazing sense. You know, the tarot just really surprises you. Really does. Yeah.
It
so,
does,
you know, anything else?
I feel like we learn stuff from asking these questions with cards,
oh,
too.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's fascinating.
We sure do. And so, you know, I want to invite all of our listeners that, you know, get in on this. Let us know if there's something in the news that is on everybody's mind that you'd like us to take a look at, or if you just have a question, you know. I mean, we've done some all kinds of stuff, you know, like how does the tarot really work, you know, how
yeah.
does numerology, astrology work, you know, pull cards on that. Any question you can think of that's out there, you know, we've done aliens. We
yeah.
We've done robots. We've done COVID. We've God, I can't even think of all the ones we've done. You know, so if you have a burning question out there and you want us to pull tarot cards on it, and if there's any dates or numbers involved, I can look at the numerological aspect of it as well. But typically, it's just pulling cards. We'll pull oracle cards, or we'll yeah, just let us know what you'd like us to take a look at. And that reminds me, I also wanted to. I'm not sure if I mentioned this when we were talking about the Halloween Dex article that I put together, that, you know, go take a look at the Dex article and the two spreads that I did. I love these spreads, especially the one I just, you know, made up here. I call it Tricks or Treats. And I didn't think about it when I was doing the spread, but it's five cards like I normally pull on the tarot show, you know, on the radio shows, and I never even noticed that till just now. And one card for ghosts, one for monsters, one for tricks, one for treats, and one for costumes. And it's all explained there on the article
oh, cool.
about the Halloween spread. Yeah. So take a look at those Halloween spreads. Take a look at the tarot, Lernamond, and Oracle decks for Halloween. And, you know, if I missed your favorite Halloween themed deck, and it doesn't have to be Halloween themed, but anything that's spooky, gothic, dark, scary, macabre, fun, Halloween stuff too. You know, if I missed your favorite deck, just let me know. Shoot us a message, and I'll look it up, and I'll get that onto the list. Same thing with the spreads. Like, if you have a cool spread that you use around this time, you know, an autumn spread that you always pull out, or a Halloween spread or something like that, and you want to share it with us, and if we have your permission, you know, if you create the spread, if you didn't create the spread, get permission from somebody first, okay? You know, go to the author and say, you know, can we use this in an article about Halloween spreads? And then, you know, contact us and say, hey, I got this great spread, and we'll just add it. And every year we could do this, because there's decks coming out every year, of course. And every year,
oh, yeah.
Mary, we could start doing this where we just keep adding to these same couple articles here on spreads and Halloween decks. So it's something we can do every Halloween now.
Awesome. A new tradition.
Yeah, contact us. Let us know. We'd love to put your favorite in here. I've done it with Mary. Mary's mentioned this Halloween deck, that spooky deck, whatever, and I've gotten them into the list here. So, you know, just like what Mary, you know, has told me, you know, you could do the same thing. Just contact us on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com/contact has all the contact information. And on our pages on there's all the contact information as well. And for booking private sessions, maybe you want to book a private session, you can go to psychictalk.net/Mary, and hers information, and also you can, you know, book sessions right there on psychictalk.net/Mary. And I have a page on the Psych Talk website too, but nowadays, Mary, when they go to that page, they find me on Psychic Talk. It just forwards them, links them over to the Tarot Guild site, because that's where I have my buttons for booking and everything now. So I'm just going to send everybody to thetarotguild.com/DAX, D-A-X, thetarotguild.com/DAX. If you want to book a session with me, you can book life coaching sessions, tarot, numerology, everything from my page there, hypnosis, coaching, everything is on there, thetarotguild.com/DAX, and Mary is psychictalk.net/Mary. Well, here we are at the end of the show. It was a great show. I had a lot of fun.
This was me too. Now I'm going to think differently about this ghost thing. My dose.
Absolutely,
because
I've always. Well, you know, I mean, I've always been really positive that I've always, you know, watched the Ghost Hunters shows and documentaries and everything, you know, and I want ghosts to be real, you know, and they might be real, but they might just not be what we're thinking about, per se.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might just be not exactly what we're thinking of. Anyway, so we will be taking next week off. But Mary, you'll be back in 2 weeks with There's a Rock for That.
Yes, I will. I'm excited. So not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that. And my crystal for November is topaz. All the beautiful topazes, which is something I never hear anybody talk about topaz. And it's the November birthstone, and, you know, in the most popular list. So I thought, you know, heck, we should talk about it. I'm a November birthday, so I've always been kind of interested in topaz.
And I'll be back in 2 weeks on the next Friday show, which is November 6th, with Dr. Rose Wilkerson, my co-host on Fridays. And we'll just be doing open lines, readings, and life coaching all show long on November 6th. And then you and I will be back. See, I think the first Saturday we're back is November 14th. You have your There's a Rock for That on the 7th, and then we'll be back on the 14th. We got some great shows lined up. The one on the 14th is the Star Trek Tarot. That's right.
Woo-hoo.
There's an actual real Star Trek, actually licensed deck that's out by Mark Baum and his group. And we'll have Mark on as our guest on Saturday, November 14th, talking about the Star Trek Tarot. And I'm a big Trekkie, or as we say, Trekker. I'm a Trekker. Yeah, right.
There's that. Yeah, you should talk about that, the difference between calling someone a Trekkie and a Trekker. I love Star Trek.
Exactly. Yep. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Yeah. I've got all the shows listed, I think, all the way through the end of November up to December on the upcoming shows page, psychictalk.net/upcoming. So go check that out. Thanks to all our listeners and callers. We're glad that you
called in
and listened to the show. Yeah. And you're welcome for that four-day labor of love putting together that.
My goodness. It's amazing, though.
Article.
It's so fun. Yeah. So much fun.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
So we'll see you in a couple weeks, everybody. Enjoy your Halloween and the rest of the weekend. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Grandpa.